The Whale and the Little Dolphin. In the sea, the whale family and the dolphin family were neighbors and close friends. One day, the mother dolphin saw the whale coming home after a long trip and asked, "Hi, my friend, where did you visit this time?" "I went to Canada's Bay of Fundy," the whale replied. The mother dolphin asked, "How do you like it? It's a nice place with beautiful scenery, and there are rich sea plankton and a lot of fish in the sea bay," the whale replied. Upon hearing the whale's words, the mother dolphin really wanted her little dolphin to pay a visit to the Bay of Fundy and get to have that experience. But she would give birth soon and could not travel far. She asked the whale, "Can you please bring my son to the Bay of Fundy and help him learn something new?" The whale agreed. "Okay, but the little dolphin must follow me since we will be in a strange place." The little dolphin heard the speaking and jumped into the conversation. "Yes, sir. No problem. I'll make sure to follow you very closely." Not long after that day, the little dolphin followed the whale as they began their trip to Canada. The whale slowly piloted at the front. His blowhole sprayed water vapor frequently. The little dolphin followed the whale closely, jumping up occasionally. Sometimes he sent a whistle-like sound message to his mother to report his safety. Soon, they came into the Bay of Fundy. Under the blue sky and the white clouds, the dark blue seawater looked clear and transparent. Suddenly, a large school of mackerel appeared. The mackerel bodies were covered with bright white and blue stripes, and the surface of the sea sparkled with silver flashing, dancing everywhere under the sunshine. The little dolphin forgot his promise and head straight into the mackerel school. He wolfed down his prey, and the mackerels fled hurriedly. Gradually, the seawater became turbid, and its color turned reddish. The little dolphin could not see the fish clearly, but he could rely on his accurate echolocation to keep chasing. The mackerel school led the little dolphin into the Red River Valley area. The banks of the valley were full of red stones and were covered with dense forests. The scenery was beautiful. Riding along with the afternoon tide, the little dolphin chased the mackerel school into the upper reaches of the Red River Valley. When the whale realized the little dolphin had disappeared, he employed his long wave system and detected the little dolphin going to the Red River Valley. The whale then used his long wave to send a little dolphin a warning message, asking him to return as soon as possible. The little dolphin received the warning message, but ignored it. The sun was setting, and the tide was going out rapidly, leaving the little dolphin stranded on the red sand beach before the tide water has retreated completely. He hasn't to come up with a survival plan. He struggled to the enter a large tidal pool and dug out the sand in the pool with both fins, and he kept his body in the water as much as possible and kept his nose above the water for breathing. He was so worried. Meanwhile, the nervous whale was anxiously wading the deep water at the confluence of the sea and the river. In the middle of the night, the little dolphin heard the rumbling sound of the tide. Under the moonlight, he was delighted to see a white flood tide line advancing rapidly towards him. The whale followed the tide into the Red River Valley and found the little dolphin. He brought the little dolphin back out to the sea. The whale took a deep breath. Chittle! Fortunately, this happened at night. If it was during the day under the scorching sun, you would be dead. How would I explain that to your mother? It is my fault. I did not tell you clearly. The Bay of Fundy has the world's highest tidal range. The tidal range is up to 17 meters during the full moon. The little dolphin was ashamed and apologized. I blame myself for being too greedy. I forgot your requirement to follow you when I saw the mackerel school. If I had followed you very closely, I would not have gotten myself into such danger.